Chapter 4. In a city like Los Angeles, violent crimes aren't uncommon. In fact, they're pretty much the norm. It's not surprising that on average, LA coroners are as busy throughout the day as any ER doctor. Work piles up like snow, and everything has to follow a schedule. Even with an urgent request, it was a whole day before Dr. Hove was able to start the autopsy on Derek Nicholson's body. Hunter had managed to get only 4 hours of sleep. In the morning, his eyes felt gritty, and the headache lurking at the base of his skull was typical of a sleep hangover. Experience told him that there was nothing he could do or take to get rid of it. It had been part of his life for over 30 years now. Hunter was getting ready to leave for the PAB when Dr. Hove called, saying that she was finally done with Derek Nicholson's autopsy. At 7:30 a.m., he covered the 7 miles between his apartment and the L.A. County Department of Coroner in North Mission Road in 17 minutes flat. Garcia had arrived just a minute before him and was waiting for Hunter in the parking lot. He was clean-shaven, and his hair was still wet from his shower, but the bags under his eyes belied the fresh morning look.
"I gotta tell you, I'm not looking forward to this," Garcia said, greeting Hunter as he stepped out of his car.
Hunter looked at him curiously. "Have you ever looked forward to anything when you walk into this building?" Garcia stared at the old hospital-turned-morgue. The building was architecturally impressive. Its facade was a stylish combination of red brick and light gray lintels. The sumptuous steps that led to its main entrance added another touch of elegance to a structure that could easily be mistaken for a traditional European university edifice. A beautiful shell for a building that sheltered so much death.
"Point taken," Garcia admitted.
Dr. Hove met both detectives by the staff entrance door on the right side of the building. Her hair was tied back into a conservative-looking bun. She had no makeup on, and the whites of her eyes showed just enough red to suggest that she hadn't had a good night of sleep either. They greeted each other with simple head bobs, and in silence, Hunter and Garcia followed her into a long and brightly lit corridor. At that time in the morning, there was no one else around, which, coupled with the bland white walls and the squeaky clean vinyl floors, made the place look and feel much more sinister. At the end of the hallway...